Hey, 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 how's it going, everyone out there? Out in radio, podcast, internet land. Welcome back to the Carolyn and Joe Show. My name's Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Hey, and guess what?
We have a special guest today.
We do have a special guest today.
And his name.
Hey.
He's Brian.
What's
and he's
up?
Back.
Mr. Brian Starwitz. I was sort of expecting you to come in at that time, but you know.
No, just wait to see how long I can,
draw out the magical music that we have playing in the background.
In all honesty, this is one of the few morning shows of the Carolyn and Joe Show. Even though you can listen to the show anytime you want, but we are recording at 7:30 in the morning. So,
and we just sort of had to get this out. We wanted to keep this fresh. This sort of experience like ripe in our mind, because we're only what, like less than 12 hours, 10 hours removed from watching Red State. Basically,
we're only a nap away from watching Red State.
That's right. One whole entire nap away from our experience watching Red State, and we were destined. We were like, we got to do the review. Our podcast, our Carolyn and Joe Show plus Brian review of Red State. In the morning, just like how they do in the morning radio show times, all of us having our radio voice, morning radio voice.
Morning zoo, here we are.
Yes, back in the morning zoo, Joe, Carolyn, and Brian.
Oh, yeah.
So, let's start
this. Cough drop in one mouth.
Yes, and cough drop in one mouth.
I don't know if the cough drop's going to do any talking, but you might hear like clinking of a teeth or something.
The clinking of the teeth. I'm ready to hear the clinking of the teeth. So let's just go right into it. Yeah, so last night over at the Warner Theater, Washington, D.C.'s starting time 7:30, all three of us got tickets to see Kevin Smith's Red State. Red State off the batch. It was March 15th. So whenever you guys listen to this, this is happening the morning of
March 15th screening.
This review is happening in the morning of March 16th, brought to you by Astray Productions. And sponsored by the Curls webcomic. Check it out right now if you get a chance. Check it out at this very moment.
Yeah, you're probably online.
You're probably online, so go check it out.
StrayProductions.com and Curls-Studio.com.
Yeah, so definitely. You know, we saw Kevin Smith when he was here last summer. I think, I forget when it was. Was it summertime?
It was on my birthday.
Yeah, or I guess that wasn't. That was like, April 22nd. Earlier on in this year, we saw him at the National Synagogue. That was our first experience of seeing Kevin Smith, and this really isn't that far, less than a year, ten months later.
Ten months later,
we're seeing him again, and this time it's for his movie premiere of Red State. So going into this movie, what did you guys know already of this movie? Because I know when we were sitting there in the theater, when we were checking out everything. You know, we were talking about what we already knew about the movie. What did you guys already know about Red State going into it?
Well, for me, it's kind of hard to, like, not see any talk about it. Because, like, as stated in the last episode of Carolyn Joe Show, I've been trying not to, like, partake in any, like, media before movie, really. Like, hardcore media and, like, reading critic reviews and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've been staying away from that and spoilers and stuff. So it's been hard because I've been on the internet, I've been on Twitter and stuff, so I've seen a little bit. So I basically saw the premise of, like, you know, three teens are out looking for sex. Oh, by the way, if you're listening to this,
spoiler alert. We're going to talk about the whole entire movie. Yeah, I meant to say, but whatever. So, yeah, we're going to talk about the movie, so you guys just be prepared.
Yeah, we're
going to
talk about Red State. It's going to be all out there. So if you don't want to listen, then, you know, if you want to hold out, then you know what you have to do. So anyway, so, you know, three teens looking for, like, you know, I guess their first sexual encounter.
This is what they found on the internet. This is what you heard before going into the movie?
Yeah, I heard just a brief sentence. Like, it was literally like a two sentence plot, and I probably saw it on IMDb. By accident. Because I just checked. I remember I went to the IMDb for a second, and then it said, like, three teens, you know, wander for first sexual experience or something like that. End up getting, you know, in a jamble. I'm still kind of, in a way, censoring myself because I don't want to. We're going to talk about the movie, but I don't want to, like, straight up spoil it 100%.
Everybody else does it for you on the internet.
I don't know. I'm just trying to be too nice about it. But anyway, they meet up with these, like, religious fundamentalists. But also the other thing that I knew going into the movie, because I listened to the Smodcast stuff with Kevin Smith, is that he keeps talking about how hot his wife was shooting a gun. Like, I've heard him say that probably, like, 10 times. So nope. I knew that, like, Jen would be shooting a gun looking hot or something. I knew about that one scene, and I knew John Goodman was in the movie. What else? And I knew, like, more recently that it's kind of based off this actual family, Phelps.
Well, I heard it wasn't sort of based off of it, but it's just something
in
that.
It was fueled by it a little bit.
Yeah. What about you, Brian? What was the first time you ever heard of a red state?
I think the first time I heard of it was you mentioned it to me, actually. Oh, so then I went on to the Kevin Smith's website, and they had a trailer for it. And I watched it, and that was a while ago. And then that's the last I did anything about. Because actually, when I watched the trailer, I was like, I don't really know what this movie's about
at all. It didn't really look like a normal, like, you know, cock in the mouth type of movie of a Kevin Smith like comedy.
Well, yeah, not at all. And then
cock in the mouth.
That's how you describe his movies. Cock in the mouth.
But even the trailer, when I watched the trailer, it just didn't really like. You know, some trailers would just be like, give you either they're gonna give you false hopes of a movie, or they're gonna tell you exactly what it is. Yeah. You know what I mean, and give everything away. But like the way he cut the trailer, it was like, I don't really understand what this movie's about at all, except for that there's some kind of religious cult thing going on. That's all I got from it.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, I don't know, could be interesting.
I think the trailer.
And I just never thought about it again until you were like, hey man, Kevin Smith's coming. I kept getting emails too about it.
It's funny because I've only technically seen the trailer. I only watched the trailer once.
Right, that's all I watched.
You know what I mean?
And I did see the trailer as well.
I saw it once, and to me, I felt like to me that's enough. I was going to see it anyway.
Right.
Except I didn't watch Cop Out. There's something about me watching Kevin Smith films.
You never saw Cop Out?
Oh, I mean, I didn't like every Kevin Smith movie so far since I've, you know, been in that mood to watch movies directly in the theater, from like Jane, Silent Bob, Dogma. Mm-hmm. I saw in the theater. I didn't get a chance to see Chasing Amy in the theater, but like since Dogma, I watched all of them in the theater. You know what I mean? And because they're always good, like they're good experiences. I didn't watch Cop Out in the theater for some reason.
I didn't either, but I did. I did watch it. And I actually, like, he was at his movie premiere last night. He was harping on Cop Out. I actually enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. Like when I watched it, I thought it was pretty hilarious.
But see, there's one thing I had against watching Cop Out was like he didn't write it, and I was like, I felt like, I don't know. There's something when you have the directed and written by that sort of auteur connection. Did you watch Cop Out, Carol?
Yeah, but even not writing it, you still have to, you know, direct it in the sense that you have to get these actors, like, I mean, some of them are comedians, but some of them aren't necessarily. So you still got to get their timing down. You got to get their things right. You got to be there to be able to coach them through that to make sure that the comedy timing's there.
But more or less like that, it was like there's a, you know, that there's that connection, like a personal connection. Like, because I know Kevin Smith, like, makes films because that film specifically, he's always made something that meant something to him, like, through and through, like, each movie. He had something in his soul that he was trying to get out. You know what I mean?
He's not really like a work for hire type filmmaker.
Yeah, he's more like the art, you know, the art filmmaker, or doing it for the art filmmaker.
Yeah. But the one thing that I did get from the Red State trailer, besides that it was like a religious cult type feeling, is that just the overall mood of the film. I was like, all right, well, obviously this is not going to be a comedy. You know, like it was more of like, okay, it set the tone, you know? And I think that Red State, like, overall really did have a specific smell. And, like, movies to me that take it to that level, it really means, like, extra. Because I don't know about you guys, but when we were, like, watching the film, like, I smelt, like a dusty basement. I smelt, like, blood a little. You know, like, I just smelt, like, I felt dirty, you know? Right. And it was, like, I feel like movies that make you actually feel, like, a smell, or, like, you feel grungy or something like that, it takes it to like this inner level of your personality.
So basically, when we're you know, lining up, we unlike the synagogue show, there wasn't really like, I felt like a need to like rush and be like, we gotta get like first in line or else we're gonna have crappy seats. The Warner Theater is a very nice place and you have assigned seating, so I thought that stuff was very interesting. So we were hanging out in front and not everyone was, you know, just everyone was just basically hanging out. Like when you get into the, was this the first time you guys have been in the Warner Theater as well?
Yeah, I haven't been there before.
Definitely.
So it was like a pretty nice theater, and like I don't know, like velvet type seats with like raspberry colored curtains and gold.
Yeah.
So it was nice. It had
very old school. It definitely felt like if any of y'all are in Richmond, you've been to the Bird. It has that feel, but it was a lot nicer.
It's like the Bird Theater, but nicer.
Yeah, the nicer, majestic.
Yeah, the nicer version of the Bird Theater.
So yeah, like going in there. Usually, what's the type of crowd going in there? I felt like.
Well, there's this guy that was like in the front of the line, if you want to call it that.
That was the first thing that you noticed when we drove by looking for parking.
It was straight up. Like,
looks like Kevin Smith right there.
There's this guy that like basically looked like Silent Bob style Kevin Smith.
Are you entertained by the fact that people like look like, there's a lot of people that basically just look like Kevin Smith?
I mean, yeah, I'm entertained because like when we just drove by, I'm like, dude, like even if it wasn't even a Kevin Smith event, we just happened to be walking by, I would be like, that guy is like Silent Bob looking, you know, because he had like that longer, like straight hair Kevin Smith look. But then, yeah, he had like the, what is it called? The trench coat and stuff. Yeah, he was pretty much looking like Kevin Smith, just waiting there.
But, just waiting,
I mean,
there?
I knew he wasn't, but. I mean, and then you see a lot of people wearing, like, hockey jerseys and stuff like that. So, you saw hockey jersey people. What else?
Movie shirts.
Yeah, like, the movie shirts or, yeah, movies and, what else is there? Just a whole bunch of, like, looks, but it's basically, you can tell it's a Kevin Smith crowd. And you can tell, like, that people have their.
Say something, Ryan.
Their shirts.
Yo.
Oh, there you go. All right.
So everyone's just wearing, like, they're basically doing the sponsor?
Yeah, like, they're sponsoring Kevin Smith. They're just wearing, like, some, like, funny shirt that's, like, you can tell they're trying to be, like, funny or irrelevant. Like,
well, that one girl had the Jersey Girl shirt on.
Yeah, yeah, I noticed that.
Some girl had a Jersey Shirt Girl?
An exit of, like, a highway type sign? But then it had, like, an arrow. It was green and white with the arrow pointing that said, like, Jersey Girl, like, exit here or whatever.
You know, I mean, like, I like Jersey Girl. I don't know what's wrong with the,
I like that movie, too, man. I mean, I don't know. It's just easy for people to pick on that type of movie, though, because it had heart, you know? Because people are just, like, looking for a good laugh. You
taking
know,
fart or jokes.
Yeah, they're just like,
So what happens in the screening? So all of a sudden, I specifically remember, like, so we're all waiting there, right? And then the lady next to us, like, you know, she gets up and she's like, I need to go to the bathroom before it's too late. Or I don't get a chance, and I'll miss the intro. And of course, specifically right there and then, that's when ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Smith. Right when she's like right in my face, trying to get away. I'm like, well, I bet you gotta turn around now or something like that.
Right.
And then Kevin Smith came out and he basically told he told one story because he's a master storyteller up there, and that's really crucial. What he told, the story of like the Phelps.
He met the Phelps family like a few days prior.
Yeah, which that's something I'm
Do you
not,
know a lot about the Phelps?
I don't know much about it. That's something I haven't got the history on. I haven't followed up. I mean, I know they picketed his movies and all that kind of stuff. I gathered that much, but I don't really know when that started or where it come from. Do y'all know?
I don't know. I don't know, like, the timeline on it.
Well, yeah, I don't know the timeline, but, you know, Dogma. I think that's just the content matter.
Around for a while. They picketed
but
Dogma.
I don't know if they did that, but they picketed.
The way he presented it, though, was almost like him and the Phelps are, like, friends now, even though they still, like, go at each other's throat, in a sense. Like, not each other's throat, but they're still, like, I don't like what you do. I don't like what you do. But hey, why don't you come in and watch my movie? Here's some free tickets.
Yeah, they actually came into the movie.
Yeah, and they actually came into the movie, even though they're picketing it.
It's kind of weird, though.
It's very weird.
You know what it is, though? I feel like the Phelps. I don't know the full story as well, but from what I know, it's like it feels like very political. It's like, you know, they're gonna picket Kevin Smith's movie. They're gonna picket at military funerals. Like, it seems like any opportunity. It's kind of like who's that guy that always like supports a lot of like black people? That guy that, like...
Jesse Jackson?
Yeah, Jesse Jackson.
Like, Jesse Jackson.
There's only one
like,
person.
I just couldn't remember the name, but it's like, anytime, like, a black person's involved with anything, he'll, like, run to their honor. Oh, you know? Yeah.
And this
like,
is the reverse, but for picketing and protesting.
Yeah, but it's
Al
like,
Sharpton.
Or Al Sharpton. Those guys, it's like the same thing, but it's like this, like, white fundamentalist, like, anti-gay, like thing going on, like anything that's like
it's
remotely.
Like, who do they like? I mean, just themselves? Yeah. Because it seems like they just protest everything and anybody.
Yeah, and then even Kevin Smith was like, yeah, if you see some guy jaywalking, he's gonna have exactly. a sign that says "God hates jaywalkers." Yeah, right. It's like, you know, like they. It seems like they just protest anything that like they remotely dislike.
Yeah.
So it's like. I feel like they're just using it as a political opportunity to be like, oh, we're going to be at Kevin Smith's Red State and we're going to make a stance. And then like, then Kevin Smith's like, hey, you want to see the flick? Come on in. Yeah. And then like they do. And then awesome. He described the story about how like they could only spend 20 minutes or not only, but they decided to spend 20 minutes seeing the film and thought it was too raunchy. And then they right. left. But before they left, they were like, or at least they, one of the family representatives, I guess like a teenage girl, came by and presented Kevin Smith with two of their picket signs.
Right.
And one was like, Red State Fags. And the other one, what was it, God Hates Fags or something like that? Something like that.
But I also thought it was pretty
interesting. And then they like signed it like as if they were rock stars and yeah. stuff. It's
and,
like,
and also I what? Felt like it was pretty interesting because, you know, it's like Red State pretty much is like a hard R movie. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then the fact that Kevin Smith brought up that the you know the Phillips were bringing in like little kids and stuff
like
their little kids and to see this movie.
It's kind of yeah. weird, man. Like I just I mean like again I want to read up and know the full story, but it just seems like just they're such a political opportunist that at that point it's like not even about the cause in a way. You know, it's like it's more like they just want to be there and be present. Yeah.
So basically, yeah. So let's go right into the movie. Just let's break it down. What'd you guys think of Red State? Like, you know, from the comparison of what you thought it was going to be, and then from the get-go, break, you know, piece by piece. Going into the movie, the first thing that, like, hit my mind was, wow, this movie's completely, it looks completely not like a Kevin Smith movie, because it has yeah. that sort of realism. Not that, I get, you know, his other movies are sort of...
Well, it's also like Kevin Smith said, his DP's like, all right, or Kevin Smith's like, we just need a two-shot. And then we just need a medium
yeah,
shot,
yeah,
like
yeah.
all this other stuff. So now his DP's like, sweet, I can do whatever I want. Yeah. I can get in here and just go crazy.
Because before it was almost more like a Jim Jarmusch, just the static shot type deal.
Right.
And then now it's like, let's get loose. That's the yeah. subject matter opens itself for it. And that was the first thing that struck me, too. I was like, wow, this is dirtier.
Mm-hmm.
Even though also the look of Zach Amiri was probably one of the best looking things he did.
Yeah.
So what'd you think about what was the first scene? Completely forget what it was. The first thing we see is picketing, right?
No,
well, they're in the car first.
Students, yeah, the mom and the kid
are in the
car. Driving to
school,
and they're picketing.
Not to interrupt, but the
what? What do you not to interrupt? Go ahead.
I was going to let her say the thing, but the mom, in the very beginning, was she?
She's
related?
In Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
she's the mom, right?
That's
what I was wondering. I was like, I thought she was, but I couldn't.
She's short hair.
Yeah,
I was like, when I saw that, I was like, that looks like. Breaking Bad mom.
Yeah, it does. That's the same thing I was thinking.
It's
about.
Like it's the Breaking Bad mom and Impulse from Smallville.
Yeah, yep,
and
yeah.
Or the rapist from Veronica Mars.
The rapist.
That was like the first. There's like Veronica I was like these people look very very familiar. Did you catch on to that too, Carolyn?
Well, I knew that like I recognized him from something before, like right. but I just didn't know where. I was just like I don't know where, and I actually thought that kid was pretty hot. I hope he's not like 19 or something. Like
well,
he's hot.
Let's
I'm
bring.
Sure he's older than that. He might have been 19 in Smallville season 2.
But I mean, I do like remember him. On. I want to go back and actually revisit Veronica Mars.
Yeah.
But but yeah, like I recognized him. Obviously, I recognized John Goodman. There was one other person that I recognized, and my mind
Kevin Pollak.
Is going blank.
I'm trying to find out what the dude.
How old that kid is?
No, I'm trying to find what the dude's name is that you think is hot. It's weird trying to find. Sometimes their pictures look a little bit different than what it is online, or what it is in real life.
Because he has like kid pictures up there when he's like 15 or something. Because like that he can't. Because
I'm not completely sure
like,
if that. I'm not completely sure if that was him.
No, that was definitely him.
100%. I don't know. He kind of looks like if you can picture this, he kind of looks like a combination of Edward from Twilight, and the guy from Gossip Girl that I like.
Oh, I see him. Yeah,
yeah
look,
that
Kyle.
Was definitely him.
His name is Robert Palmer. No,
his name is Robert Palmer.
His name is Kyle Gallner, I think that's how you pronounce it. Yeah, he has a little bit of
born in 1986.
Oh, he was in Jennifer's Body too, and he's in Red.
Oh, really?
And The Nightmare on Elm Street. So he, yeah,
he's been in a lot of horror movies then.
Yeah, he was really cool, man. It's surprising to see him there. You know,
he did a really good job.
Yeah. So the first thing we see is like the protesters. You know, right. Like they're riding in the family van or whatever the mom
mobile.
Yeah. So yeah, you see the protesters, and then immediately for me, I'm all well. The first thing I notice is like how quickly like the credits are done and gone. You know, yeah. Harvey Boys, written by Kevin Smith, then Red State. Good night. Then you go right into him going into the car. Waking up, then going into the car. Basically, you have a whole setup of like this teenage life, and then you experience like, oh, then there's protesters, and then it goes, you know, protesters. You see what's happening. I think they're protesting like an abortion clinic and stuff like that.
They're at a funeral.
Was that? Yeah, oh yeah, they're at a funeral. The gay funeral.
Yeah.
Or the death of the gay, not the gay funeral, but the death of the guy. Then
the
they
death
go,
of a gay man.
So basically, yeah, you're learning about this town. What'd you think about those three characters, like the first time you saw them? I forget what their names are, but you have the tall guy and then the long haired guy and then Edward.
One of them was named Billy Ray.
Billy Ray.
Yeah,
Billy Ray. He was pretty funny.
So what'd you think about those dynamic, like that first section? Cause I heard Kevin Smith, at least when I heard it before, he described the movie as in like three sections, you know what I mean? To me, this one, he said like the whole first 15 minutes is about having sex. And
well,
stuff like
kinda
getting
where,
sex.
I think it's where Kevin Smith got to put it in his comedy, you know?
Yeah.
Where he got to sneak that in so that, I don't know, he could just be like, get that out of the way. Here's I got to get this comedy out of the way because, you know, that's what I do.
That's what he's good at.
I got to get that
it's
out
like,
of the way.
I need a little bit of sex.
Well, it's also something that, you know, like he said, when we first came into the premiere, when he was on stage before he started, it was like, you know, if you think you're coming into a comedy movie, this is not it. This is not typical Kevin Smith.
Yeah, he was like, it's about to get dark.
Yeah, it's about to get real dark.
Real fucking fucked up and dark right now.
So,
I thought it's good because like, there's nothing worse than if you're going into a movie expecting it to be a comedy.
Yeah.
And then being like, what? That was the opposite of pretty much.
Yeah, like no idea what Red State was.
Yeah, if you're there with your popcorn and your beer and you're like, I'm gonna laugh the shit off of this, you know what I mean? And then like all of a sudden you're like, what the fuck?
It would basically be like being trapped like that boy was.
Yeah, so
like in the cage.
Yeah, so like again, spoiler alert, all throughout the show. Yeah, so what they're online and they're basically looking at like what
they're
like,
looking at like a Craigslist site, but it's not Craigslist. It's something else.
Like these guys, these like, girls want pussy. Look, yeah. They all want pussy.
They want to give pussy.
They want to give pussy.
Dude, like halfway through the movie, a thought occurred to my head that I was just like, not like I've ever done this before, but in my head I was like, I will never look for sex online. Like,
this is what will happen.
Like in my head, like I was like, this is like a precautionary tale to like any teenager to like never ever
do. You'll be sacrificed at the altar of God.
I was like, shit, man.
Well, the funny thing is, I noticed they're looking on like the smartphone or whatever at the Craigslist ad, and. You know, it looks like it was something they made up. Like, they obviously made this site up.
Like, movie.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like and
movie,
it looked just like the movie colors were the colors of the one. Did you notice that?
Yeah, it was.
It was the same, like, purple, yellow colors that movie is. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he did that intentionally. I'm sure he did.
Probably everything had to be in that.
It was also, like, very comedic because when they had the pictures of the girls, they were, like, you know, full on naked, but then. Only their face was covered by like a smiley face, like a Walmart type face.
We don't need to
there.
See their face.
It's like, just like bag them.
It was pretty freaking awesome. It was like because the voice, like you got that taste, that Kevin Smith taste that you're Kevin Smith taste.
You still get it, yeah. And in the very end of the movie, you get it too. With the very very end, you know
we'll get there.
But it was really cool. It was cool to see that. So yeah, like three characters, three high schoolers, you know, almost like Porky's at nighttime. They're trying to get the sex, and so they're going through the list and they find one that's close by and they, you know, the lead character supposedly I guess he's the lead character or the lead at the time they get the car and they're driving down there. What happens when they drive?
Say he was the lead. I mean the lead at least for out of that group.
So they're driving down and what happens when they're at nighttime when they're driving?
So I mean basically they're driving and
they hit that car, right?
You think everything's fine and they end up sideswiping a car because they're drinking and on their destination to get some pussy.
And that's like the hard like out in movies there's turns. That's like when the movie just takes that turn of like, oh shit, what's going on now?
Right. Yeah, that was a turning point in the film.
And that was good. That was one of the first big, you know, if there's a scare moment, that was a good scare moment that happened.
Right.
Spoiler alert. But so, yeah, basically at that point, what are you guys thinking, like, when the movie takes that hard turn? I remember specifically hearing Carolyn utter, oh, shit.
I think I did that a couple times.
What were the moments? Like, what were the oh, shit moments for you?
Oh, when Edward died. Yeah. I don't know, man. Because I liked him, and I liked the girl.
What was the moment when, like, because I know you knew it was going to be a different type of Kevin Smith movie. What was the moment where you realized, oh, shit, we're knees deep in this shit. What's going on?
Well, like when, okay, so five more minutes into it, after they hit the car and stuff, when they start seeing the woman that they're supposed to get sex from.
The sex, yeah.
Yeah, like, I could piece together... Excuse me. Just from, like, knowing a little bit about, like, the movie.
Yeah.
Like, I could piece together, like, what was going on. And this doesn't mean the movie was, like, full-on predictable. But this one section of a few minutes, I kind of knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, I knew it was.
Like, I knew that it was, like, a trap, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For lack of like, I'm still trying to be a little bit secretive because I want to save
Well,
some,
I think he definitely.
But it's a little too much now, but you can.
You know.
Kevin Smith spoon-fed that part a little bit too much, I think, just because, like, I didn't know anything really about the movie. Like I said, when I watched the trailer, but when I was watching that, I was like, all right, I know exactly. I mean, I'm going to spoil this, but yeah, I know exactly. There's drugs in the water. I know it. Like, he just in the beer. I mean, because he just kept saying, drink your beers, drink your beers, drink your beers, drink your beers. I'm like, all right.
So it's, you're like, this is going to lead somewhere. And
well, I was like, I know exactly what's going to happen now. Like, he just keep pounding on it too much, I think, there. But, you know, it is what it is.
But, I mean, that's when I knew that the movie was going to take a turn, you know, because I was like, all right. Like, I guess to the part where at least, like, they reach that lady's house and they're right. Like, it's a trailer. And then the guy's like, well, you live in a trailer.
Yeah, that was funny. Like,
so, like, I knew that, like, something, you know, so an adventure was going to take place at this point because they're, like, face to face with the lady who, like, they met online.
So basically,
you know? Right.
So basically, at this point, we already know these first three main characters. What were your thoughts on those three three guys?
I mean,
like, there's that tall one who's all, like, goofy and stuff like that.
Actually, at this
point... The
tall one with the mullet, yeah, I think, was Billy Ray. And I just thought he was, like, the comic relief. He's, like, kind of like, hey, guys, let's go get some pussy. You know?
He was like, oh, man, you know, this ain't stopping me from getting pussy tonight.
Yeah.
He was all gung-ho about
it. Yeah. The other guy...
Gotta be gung-ho, man.
I felt that, you know, like, they were, like, teenage boys. I'm not going to say that they were, like, typical teenage boys. They looked like they were, like... They looked like they wanted to, like, enjoy a lady, you know? Like, they're, like, you know... Like, they were just, like... But it felt like there was, like, no meaning to their sex. It was more of just, like, hey, we want to see a naked lady. Like, they just wanted to get down and dirty and, like, see what it was all about. But without, like, any heart or, like, having a girlfriend or something like that. There was none of that type of emotion.
Yeah.
But they just wanted to, like... have sex, you know, like, straight up. They just wanted to do it and see what it was all about. And then, like, the main guy, I thought he was, like, he was
pretty... Edward? You're talking about Edward?
No, the other guy that was, like, lead in the first, the guy that had the mom in the car.
Yeah, yeah, isn't that what the Edward-looking guy?
But that guy at first, like...
Impulse.
Or I don't know what we should call him. Like, we just keep calling him Edward. But, like, at first, I didn't have, like... He kind of looked, like, kind of scruffy in the beginning. Not scruffy, like, beard-wise, but just, like, they looked like teenage boys that, like, took a shower every 3 days, you know?
Well, it's because they were, like, supposed to be kind of redneck country.
Yeah, yeah.
Like...
So, and that's how they look.
And that's how they do.
And that's how they do there. But, I mean, at that point, like, when he... I don't know, but half... Like, I guess maybe... I don't know. Halfway through the movie, I was like, actually, that guy's pretty cute.
As he gets more, as like, he like starts to man up.
Yeah.
I like that shower every 3 day look.
But like each one had like their friend connection, you know, it's like three buddies from high school.
Yeah, they definitely had like he had the three characters. Like one was, like you said, was like more of the comic relief guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had the one guy that brings up the idea that's the more serious kind of dark side, dirty, and then you have the guy that's kind of neutral in between. It's like, I don't know if we should do this, but I kind of want to, and mm-hmm. he's the one who gets persuaded. I think it worked out well.
So basically at this point, yeah, so now, you know, they've gotten drugged and they're dragged, and the first thing we see is Edward. He's now in a cage, and we're introduced to the Michael Parks character, which I'm trying to remember what his name was, and he's sort of like the leader of the church that they already... that they already established. His
name is Daddy.
His name is
Daddy.
What? Daddy?
So they kept calling him Daddy.
That was freaking me out, man.
Yeah, that actor was, like,
and surprisingly,
really good.
Surprisingly, it's not the first... Michael Parks is not the first guy listed on this, on the IMDb.
So Michael Parks is the actor?
Yeah, Michael Parks.
I'm, like, not familiar.
Aben Cooper.
I'm not familiar with him, but he was awesome. Like, he was straight up, like, that character.
Yeah, he did a really good job.
Really great acting.
And has, I mean, that definitely is a character that I feel that, like, he's going to hold majority of the film. Like, it's like your Joker to whoever was Batman in this movie. You know what I mean? Right. And it's definitely, you know, I definitely feel like there's a lot of things, it's a situation where I can see people, like, you know, believing in a person like that. Because maybe they got nowhere else to go, or I mean, he's just so good as a power. He's so strong. But at that point of that movie, we're in a total different movie now. You know what I mean? We're in like this, is there another movie we can compare that to? Or just a real life, like, Waco style?
I think it's like Charles Manson style.
So Charles Manson.
For real, like, you know, he didn't like actually kill anybody, but he had a cult that followed him that did all his dirty work.
Yeah, he did all the dirty work. Yeah.
He just brainwashed him to the point where they would do whatever he wanted him to do.
And this is about the time where we do see Kevin Smith's wife in the church whatever the chairs are.
She was getting into it, by the way, too. I watched her, like, you could, like, I don't know.
She was really getting spiritual.
She was getting into it. I think the turning point for me, though, like, when you're talking about it earlier, like, really knowing, like, this is a whole new film. This is not anything like you'd think Kevin Smith. Like, if you watch, you wouldn't even know Kevin Smith did it.
Yeah.
Was like, one part was pretty intense when he was rolling the kid in the cage, and they had that whole close-up shot where he was
crying and freaking out. You're like in there.
It was intense, really great. Yeah.
You're in him, like,
but
in
his personal
space. The
turning point was like when they started saran wrapping the dude. Yeah, they just capped him on the top.
It's like, fuck, you're saran. Because the first thing that hit me in the head when they revealed that they had that dude inside, like underneath the, what's it called, the sheets,
or whatever, yeah.
And he was wrapped in plastic. The first thought I had was like, he's gonna fucking Dexter that guy.
Yeah,
you know, because like in Dexter,
yeah,
they wrap
right,
him in
right.
plastic before they they kill him.
That's funny. I didn't even think about
that. I was like, they're gonna fucking
right.
kill him, man. And then like, I thought like that was like that's when they start wrapping him and they start wrapping his face.
Yeah.
And they're like, everyone's all getting intense and like yelling at him. I was like, oh shit, man.
Yeah.
That's the mood. I was like, damn, you're gonna reach that evil mood.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
It's so you believe so much in the evil that you can't stop, or you believe in what you're doing so much that you no one can stop him. It's basically you are trapped, you know? And, you know, I sort of felt that when watching that. I was like, well, that guy's fucked. And then, like, you know, you see the gun come out. And then at the same time, you're one with the audience of Impulse. Because he just, at that point, you know, like, he can now see what's going on. Yeah, Impulse Edward. He can now see what's happening.
All right.
So now everyone knows how horrible this is. You know what I mean?
Well, he also knows, shit, I'm going
to
be next.
Yeah, he's like, oh, fuck, man. I'm in a freaking dog cage.
Yeah.
I'm in a kennel right next to this guy about to get his brains blown out.
Oh. Yeah, that was, I took it. You know, I didn't flinch or anything, but looking back on it now, like, as you're describing it, it's, like, pretty hardcore.
It's just super. Because it's like, you know, he's trapped. Like, it's nothing worse than the feeling I feel that in being, like, well, you got... The dude has no place to go, surrounded by people that are not going to help him.
And they're, like, tasing him, too.
Yeah, and your closest hero...
Cattle prod.
Yeah,
whatever that... What was that?
It was
cattle
a prod, yeah. Like, cattle prod
I don't know.
Type thing.
Some type of, like, thing that they're poking him with.
It did have a bit of that feeling when you sort of watch Hostel and they're just, like, trapped. Except instead of one person, you're surrounded by a group of... I don't know. Well, I don't know what you really what they call this type of church group.
A cult.
You're surrounded by this sacrificial cult.
But
you know what I mean?
It's so crazy, too, because, like, obviously, you know, they have that belief, you know? But then at the same time, like, Edward was like, help, somebody help me, and like, in the beginning.
Edward.
And, like, no one, like, did...
Edward
no one,
and Impulse. Same person. Right,
no, Mars guy.
And no one, like, did anything, you know? And I'm not expecting
but they're
them
all,
to either,
but they're all like
they're obviously
like, this
in
is,
that cult, but it's like, I don't know, man, it's just crazy.
Also, it's one of the characters is like, send them to hell. You're just chaining, like... Send this demon straight to hell. They kept enchanting that. I was like, fuck, dude, that's messed up. And they're all praying while this is happening.
Yeah, what I thought was funny, too, is like before all these incidents went down, that they took the kids out of the room.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's almost weird. It's like they know that they're doing something wrong in a sense. Even though they believe in it, they still know it's wrong because If they thought so much that it was right, now why not just let the kids watch too? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah.
This is like what we do. You need like, to believe, you know, what? Let the kids watch.
Let them experience
as well.
It, but they're like, no.
Yeah.
This is adult stuff. And I thought that was, yeah, like to me, I felt like, oh shit, everything is about to go down. You got, you know, this adult time. You know what I mean?
Right.
I was like, oh, Chris, it's adult time trying to get down with that. So, yeah. And at that point, you know, Michael Parks did his, like, monologue of preaching, basically almost, like, establishing his whole, like, it's a monologue basically establishing where they are and what type of thought process and who's evil and stuff like that. Were off the bat, were you just like, damn, this dude's awesome preaking performer?
Cause what I think, was he doing, when you talking about when he was doing his whole monologue?
Yeah, when he was doing his whole monologue.
Oh, I thought it was awesome. I did think it was a little too long for me. Like, at one point when it was going on, I kind of felt like I was like, man, this seems long. You know what I mean? And it wasn't like so long that I was like, God, I can't take it. But I got to the point where I was like, man, it feels kind of long.
I feel like in a way, like, though, that's a good thing. Because that's kind of how church is either way.
Yeah,
like,
that's even, true.
You know what I mean? Like, because you want to get it to that point where it's like annoying long. Like,
right.
But not like to the, but not like annoying that you're like, oh, this movie is getting annoying. But
right.
Like to just to that level of like the top of the mountain where it's like, man, this is getting all
slightly.
Like. Yeah, because, like, either way, even if I'm in a great mood and I go to church, like, there's always, like, a point in every service that I've been to. It's like, all right, move on
it's
to
like,
the next thing now.
Come
you know?
On.
Like, you know, like.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
like,
it's like.
It's like, damn, did you have
it's like, how
extend
long
that
does it take
out?
You to say one syllable? You know, like.
Right.
You know, like. Like, but so, like, in that instance, even though you were annoyed by it, I think that that's a credit to the movie.
Right, yeah. I mean, if, it, you know, if that's what he was going for, definitely did it. I guess it would build your, get you ready, I guess, but.
So, here's another thing. It's like, all right, so this is about that point where really shit is coming down. Things are about to get dark. Things are about to actually, I feel, even move faster. I felt like the story, the things were starting, like, to really pick up because at this point, you know, they drop the body and that reveals, like, oh, where the other kids are located.
That was gnarly, too.
And they're like, oh, shit. You know, they're like,
yeah,
hey,
that was a great
me.
Reveal.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great reveals
yeah.
in this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Cinematic great reveals. And I thought that it was cool to see Kevin Smith take it to that, like, to be, have that opportunity, like, to do that. And, yeah, like, so all the stuff's going down. At this point on, people are dying. And there's violence happening. Do you guys have, like,
yeah.
specific things that stuck in your mind that, like, you're like, wow, that was vicious? And also, I felt the audience today, like, helped, or, I mean, last night helped, not help, but, like, really showed that, damn, this is how it should be. It really felt like Friday premiere night
right.
in
yeah.
there, because people are, like, popping. When John Goodman showed up, people popped. They're like, oh, yes!
Yeah.
You know, and that felt like something you only see, like, really at hardcore premieres, and it was good to see that. Do you guys have...
Yeah, or like midnight movie showings that people are super fans of, you know? They just are participating in the film almost.
So at this point in the movie, what did you guys start reacting to like the best? This is, I guess, now, you know, they're trying to escape, you know what I mean? Or the two guys are trying to escape. They used something to
well,
cut
I think
away
the
saran wrap.
The first big reaction, other than the saran wrap kill... Got a good, oh, shit, kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
reaction.
Well, that's also like this buildup of like, no, don't
yeah.
do it. Oh! Yeah.
I think
well,
at that point I couldn't even
doing.
React to it because I just kind of like sat there and watched it with my eyes wide open. Like, I don't even think I was like, oh, shit, really. Or, you know, I was just like, oh, my God. Like,
right.
in my head, I was just like so much that I just didn't say anything.
Well, at first I wouldn't even know what they were going to do. Like, I thought they were just going to suffocate him with saran wrap. I didn't expect the gun to come out.
I was expecting because I remember I watched Silent Hill. And they have like a cult like that in Silent Hill, like the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh shit, they're gonna burn him. I didn't like when they burned the person in Silent Hill. That was one of the worst memories in my life. I don't want to see someone get caught on like set on fire and melt
right.
in my face.
No,
that's one of the last things I wanted to see. I was expecting that. So to me, I was actually like, oh cool, they're just gonna shoot him in the head. I didn't want
but
to like
the visual of the blood in the saran wrap.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Fill up with blood.
That was awesome. So at this point, yeah, now it's like an escape. You know, those
yeah.
guys are trying to escape. Shit's going down.
I think the first biggest audience reaction though was when Billy Ray walks into the gun room and
yeah,
everyone's
been,
like, oh shit,
yeah,
kill him, get him.
Yeah, you know, he's a freaking redneck.
Yeah,
dude,
well
you know
now they
mean?
Know that he has an opportunity to get back. Because he has some power in his hands
yeah,
now.
But it's also great because also you realize part of the, where you're at. It's like these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're,
it takes
they have
to
a whole
new level.
They
yeah. They have an arsenal.
Yeah.
There.
So it's
like,
oh shit, this
oh,
is
yeah.
who these people really are.
They're not
exactly.
they're not kidding around, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy because then there's that built up and then the way that he like gets, you know, the way that he gets shot, you know what I mean? It's just sort of like, you know, he was a He was a kid. He attacked it like he was a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and that's, and to me, I felt that's when the story, now we're getting to that next level. And now, you know, shots fired. That stuff is happening. And then, you know, you reveal with the sheriff and stuff like that. But then you're introducing the John Goodman character. Did you expect to see John Goodman? Did you know he was in this movie?
Yeah, I did.
I heard something about it, but I don't.
You heard rumblings.
I heard rumblings, but rumblings. I didn't actually remember seeing him in the trailer that I watched for some reason. But I did watch that trailer a long time ago, so
yeah, that's true.
I kind of forgot.
Did you enjoy John Goodman's character in this?
Yeah, I love John Goodman. Anything he does, it's like Kevin Smith says. It's just, you just love that guy. He's Dan Connor.
It's Dan Connor. So yeah, so now basically, yeah, things are picking up. The SWAT team are coming in. Shit's going down, man.
It ends up being like a firefight. Like,
yeah, it was just a hardcore firefight. And I was like, damn, this is good to see. Because, you know, Kevin Smith has done violence before. But he hasn't, you know, but it hasn't really been to this level of, like, real violence.
No, this was, like, action movie status. Like, there's much stuff going on.
It's pretty much like Wild West shootout, man. People are just dropping and shit like that. At this point on, I guess now we're in the firefighting stuff. What stuff did you guys, like, enjoy or dislike?
Well, like for me, like, I had, like, an emotional feeling whenever one of the Colt got hit. I was always, like, in my head, I was like, is it really worth it? You know, like, do you really hate gay people this much?
And it's also,
you know, like, in my head, I was like, was it really worth your life to get involved in other people's business?
It's crazy because they believed. You can tell, like, in their face that they believed. Because
they specifically went out and, like, found all these people to murder. You know, like, they hooked up, like, the sex thing, and, like, they organized all that. It was, like, they went out of their way to, like, find people.
Yeah.
Like, in my head, I was, like, would I really, like, it's, okay, you know what? Like, I mean, I'm not saying it's okay to have that belief. What I mean, it is, whatever. You can believe whatever you want to believe. But then it's, like, okay, so you hate gay people. You're going to go out of your way to, like, trap them, like, as if it's, like, hunting season, and be like, I hate rabbits. I'm going to go cut all those rabbits up. You know, like, in, like, Elmer Fudd style. Like, you know, that's what it felt like, that they were, like, hunting rabbits or something, you know? But it's, like, you're going to go out of your way and do that. And then, like, once they get shot, though, once the Colt people get shot, every time that happened in my head, I was like, I hope that was worth it for you.
It also, like, the introduction of John Goodman did feel very Fargo time. You know, like, how they introduced her, like, pretty much, like, 30 minutes into the film. Mm-hmm. Just like that. And I thought that was cool. You know what I mean? I'm down with that, since Fargo is, like, one of my biggest influences of a film. But, yeah, like, that's crazy with the like whenever they get shot, the crowd cheered.
Yeah.
Like when everyone knew, everyone's like, "Yeah, fuck him up, Dano." You know,
Dano.
But I mean, it was.
I was like, people are cheering for people getting shot. I was like, dude, this is awesome.
It was awesome.
This is pretty amazing. The one thing that started to bother me but like I was like, wow, it's really heavy. Is when they started pushing on that like. The like, this is wrong. You can't just go in there and kill everyone. There's kids and shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
I was like. There wasn't that much of like a built up. It was just right into sort of this political what's right or wrong type deal. But I guess did you guys think that's what they
were going through internally on their end, like as being like a member of the SWAT team. You know, like
right,
they have to go through that judgment.
Maybe not that, but maybe just some of the performances, or
taking orders versus like, you know, in your head. Because when that guy was with the Cheyenne character, because there's one character, in the blonde girl that was part of the cult, like. It was like, I feel like in that predicament, it would be, like, really hard to shoot her, even though that was his orders. And so he was, like, trying to protect her, ended up not paying off for him.
That was a great kill, too, by the way.
Which one?
When the mom came in and killed the SWAT guy when...
Oh, yeah, from the back?
Yeah, from the behind. But you didn't even see it. It was like... Oh.
That was a good shot.
The whole thing of, like, that question, like I said a couple minutes ago, was, like, is it worth it? Like, for the cult to be like, okay, is it really worth it to hate gay people this much? Like, I felt like the mom, like, really resented, like, doing her whole sex trap thing later on, because after her husband died, it was, like, the, when she was, like, hitting Edward and stuff on the bed, and, like, just stuff like that, and, like, hitting the kids later on when she thought that they were dead, it was, like, I really felt like she, in a way, like, slightly resented even, like, getting involved. Did you guys feel that way?
We can see how uncomfortable she was in the beginning doing it. You know what I mean? Like, you look at her, like, her character or whatever. She just looked super uncomfortable when she was trying to, like, you boys go in the bedroom now and get undressed. Drink your beers. She was, like, just looked like, why am I doing this?
Any man in me that hasn't had two beers.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, man. But at this point, it's just, it's a pretty much a gunfight. Everyone and Edward's still trying to escape, and you got like political warfare basically happening. Maybe that was the one thing that bothered me, was maybe it wasn't that the political stuff was happening, but maybe there's one performance like of the one dude that was working with John Goodman, like it was just the two guys.
I know what you're talking about.
He's like, no, this is wrong, this is messed up.
Talking about like when they were in the stables.
Yeah. Was that one. I was like, oh man, like that guy, maybe just that one guy. I forget his name, but we'll call him overacting guy.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. There was a few seconds where it did feel like almost like
drama.
It's like you didn't have to hit it that hard or something.
Well,
like
but it was also one-on-one with Goodman. I guess he might have been nervous and been like, man, I got to step my game up.
He's like, this is Goodman. Goodman's not going to show me up.
Yeah.
I got to show Goodman up at that point.
Yeah, it felt like some type of Independence Day thing. Like, this is our choice, man.
So basically... So all this stuff happens without like spoiling like the big ender. What did you guys think of the ending without saying that?
What the ending reminded me of?
What's that?
Like the very end of
Burn After Reading?
Yes, exactly. Burn After Reading. Were you thinking that too?
Can you see Burn After Reading?
Yeah. Were you thinking that too when you were watching it? That's exactly what I was thinking about. I was kind of like, all this shit went down, and we're gonna make jokes about it, and it's kind of crazy.
He defines the whole we missed, basically.
Yeah, it's a straight up conclusion, but they do it in such a like comedic way, and like some serious shit went
down,
but they kind of just play it.
That was funny as hell. Like,
it was.
I like this dark comedy aspect of it, and that's like the stuff we make. We like exist in that world for the films that we make, you know?
Hell yeah.
What'd you think of that section, Carolyn?
Yeah, I mean,
did you see Burn After Reading? I remember.
We saw it.
That has that really had that. It hit it hard too, but I enjoyed it.
It's like the Coen thing. I think he just borrowed a lot from the Coen playbook, and he acknowledges it too.
Yeah, he said it was huge. They're a huge inspiration for it.
So I know he always labeled it as like the Coen brothers by the way of Tarantino.
Yeah,
and. Yeah, I guess that is the way to see it. You know what I mean?
For me,
because he was like saying that it's hard for him to describe it like that before the movie.
That's how it's always
after
challenged.
The movie. You can say that, but then I guess he's relying on actually us and his fans like to actually say stuff like that, because otherwise people aren't gonna believe it necessarily. Yeah. So I think that's why he's taking
Red
State
if
out
you
on tour.
Try to say it first, and people are like, "Oh, you just copied and ripped off." But if you say it afterwards, then you're doing an homage to the people.
Yeah,
like, you know, it's different.
It's hard because when you and I have to sell our film and our new film to tell people what it's about, we always have to be, it's this that meets that.
I know.
You know, it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should tell people about your new film right now.
We'll let go slide a little bit.
At least give the
mystery.
Name.
Well, everyone should look out, or, you know, look on the internet, Google. The movie that we're trying to get made is called The Incident in Tesla. You know, and of course, we're filmmakers, so of course we're looking for as many people to help us fund this movie as possible.
Investors.
You know what I mean? We got packages working on.
That's right.
The Incident in Tesla. Look for it. Brian
Google
Sarvis.
It.
Joe Carabello.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna be coming at you. But yeah, so, you know, the movie's pretty much done. We saw the screening. Did you guys have favorite moments, like, or actors besides Edward? Or you can say Edward if you wanted. That was the first thing I heard in the car. It's like, oh yeah, that guy was cute. I was like, Impulse.
I think
Impulse likes Chloe.
Yeah. No. Obviously, I love John Goodman and everything that he's done. Like, I'm a huge fan. So, of course, that was one of my favorites. But Impulse was actually my favorite actor. Other than that, like, I thought he did a great
job. Find out what his name actually is.
Yeah. Like,
what is his character's name?
I think he did an excellent job. Of course, the preacher did an excellent job, too.
I guess he has no last name. Is it just Jared?
Jared?
Just Jared.
Jared?
Jared, yeah. J-A-R-O-D. Jared.
Gerard.
Gerard.
Gerard. Zod.
I like one of my favorite moments. Kal-El. One of my favorite moments is when like the daughter was trying to persuade him to like just join our team or whatever like that.
Join our team.
Join the dark side.
And she was like, you know, just tell them there's enough evidence in here to put us away. So you be the witness saying, this is what they've been.
They're
doing.
They're gonna
so
kill
they can
us
go
all
to jail
anyway.
Instead of getting killed.
Yeah, and then he's like, "Fuck you! I don't give a shit."
Right? No, that was awesome.
Kill me! I've been waiting for you to kill me since ever you took me out of that box.
Right.
I was like, "Yeah, man, fuck that bitch, dude." You
know what You're like right along with him.
Yeah, fuck that. You're just trying to manipulate me, dude.
I think he had a really great performance. What's his actual real name?
His we name give him credit is Kyle.
Of keeping calling Kyle, him Edward.
Kyle Garner. Gallner.
Kyle Garner. What?
G A L L N E R. That's why I keep calling him Impulse.
Gallner. Kyle Gallner.
Or the guy from Veronica Mars. Or he was another stuff.
Yeah, like that guy did really well, and the Michael Parks guy.
Yeah.
Did really well.
Yeah.
And also John Goodman, but for me, like
John Goodman's a state like he's a standard greatness.
Like he was like to me, like he was already good, you know. Like to me, I didn't like discover anything with him. It's like he's solid, you know. Whereas like these other two guys that I'm mentioning, Impulse and Mike Park, I honestly like I'm not as familiar.
I hope
with
he
them.
Shows up in the last season of Smallville.
Yeah, yeah, he awesome. Should. But I'm not as familiar with them. And like,
he has a
but
thing
they
for
just,
Chloe
like,
Carolyn.
Really, that's awesome. But they just like really pulled it out, you know, like it was a great performances, you know.
Did you feel that this now that we're close to the end of the show, did you guys feel that this movie was effective? You know what I mean? Is this Kevin Smith's best film so far? He has one more left. So if this isn't his best film, it has to be the next one.
I mean, I think he did exactly what he set out to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he went out to do and make something different and try something completely different from what he's used to doing. I think he nailed it.
It is sort of tough to just define it under one genre. It's a mix of a lot of genres.
Well, we know
it.
All about that because our film.
That's all the shit we
that's
make.
That's what
man.
Our film's gonna be here. This
yeah.
feature film. There's gonna
I mean,
be a mixing.
Got
of
a lot of
there.
Got a lot of the supernatural. We got a lot of psychological thriller happening
right.
in our films. But it's also great to see Kevin Smith doing stuff like that because I felt that he could do that, and, you know.
Right.
I mean, reading his comic book work, he's always done stuff like that, from Green Arrow to, you know, from Daredevil. That's always been the stuff he's been doing. So, did you guys enjoy the film, or should we tell other people? I guess by doing the show, we are telling people.
It was definitely enjoyable, but I feel like people need to know, like, it's not a comedy.
It's not a comedy, people. But
I think
awesome,
everybody
though.
Needs to go check it out, because it's definitely worth a viewing.
Right. Catch it. I mean, I don't really feel bad about the price I paid. It was a good night.
Yeah,
he always gives like an excellent
well,
show.
It's like watching a movie and going to see stand up all at the same time.
Exactly. And that's actually genius.
It's two for one.
I want to do that with our films too. That'll all be right. one of the greatest things that we can do. I loved Red State, and I told that to him to his face.
Yeah.
I thanked him, you know, thank you Kevin Smith for making that, because I like movies like that. And there you go, guys. Red State edition of the Carolyn and Joe Show.
It's a very entertaining mind warp that will keep you thinking.
That's
and,
right.
And keep you like rotating of like which side you're on.
That's
back
right.
and forth.
So go see it.
Yeah, go see it. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Yay.
Catch you later, Carolyn.
See you guys later.
Stay positive, everybody.